Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show. It's great to be back with you. Now, I'm going to be talking about, surprise, surprise, podcasting once again. And I want you to stop and think about how you can go about creating your own podcast. And I want to give you some ideas and some tips that you can think about as you prepare yourself. And I say that purposefully, because if you do not prepare yourself to launch a podcast, then you're going to fall short of the mark. It's not just a matter of buying equipment. It's a matter of stopping and thinking about the target that you want to hit. What are the goals of the show? Who are you going to be focusing it at? Who's your niche? What's the niche? What's the topic? What's the industry? And you're going to need to think about some of the topics and themes for your podcast that's going to align with the things that you're interested in. Because if you don't do that, you're just going to be talking into a mic willy-nilly and the show's going to lack direction. So in all of that, stop and spend some time thinking about what sort of a outcome you want and how to plan about going it and, you know, what sort of structure you want for your episodes. Are you going to do it weekly? Are you going to do it daily, monthly? What is it going to be for you? What does your existing lifestyle permit in terms of time? And what are you going to share that's going to engage your audience? And are you going to use video or audio? Are you going to use both? And before you do each episode, you want to stop and think about just jotting down some bullet points. And that's really good to keep you on target, but it also keeps it from staying in one spot and ruminating too much on one particular point when you don't really need to. And keep it to around about, I don't know, if it's a solo cast, some people go 5 minutes like I'm doing on The Daily Me. Others take it up to half an hour. Others go a lot longer than that. So that'll be really a personal choice for you. And obviously, when you're ready to get up and go, I've talked about this before, but you need to choose the equipment that's appropriate for you. I wouldn't go top end straight away unless you've got deep pockets and you're happy to spend thousands of dollars and then realize, hey, I don't really want to do this anymore. Then you would have basically blown that, unless you've got a loved one you want to give your equipment away to, and I guess that would be fine too. You're obviously going to need your microphones, your headphones, any recording software, and I always talk about OBS Studio. It's free, great place to get started. So if you're not sure, once again, just do some practice recordings on OBS Studio, and when you download it, make sure that you download the legitimate copy of OBS Studio. I know there's some other sites around that try to present themselves as the original OBS Studio. You'll know when you find it. And when you've done that recording, that first really bad recording, if you're anything like me, then you might want to think about, you know, does it sound good? Do I have a lot of hissing in the audio? How does my video look? And then you can start to edit and improve over time. You can improve the place in which you record it. Call it a studio. I call it just a room. And you might want to put in some deadening equipment on the walls, or you might want to close windows or whatever it is that's going to remove any external noises and that sort of thing. So when you've got all that in place and you're creating that compelling content, you're going to be obviously talking about something that really appeals to your target audience. And that's when you got to know your numbers. You got to be observing what's happening. Are people listening to this episode? And if so, why are they listening to that episode? And should I do something that aligns with that or more of that specific topic? You'll get a feel for it, but you must know your numbers. Keep an eye on what people are watching. And then, again, to start off, without any money to do this apart from an internet connection and your computer, get OBS Studio and upload it directly to YouTube. In their podcasting area. It's the easiest way that I can say for you to get started. And once you've got it published and out there, do it again. Get used to looking inside your YouTube analytics page. Initially, it might seem a little bit overwhelming, but it does get a lot easier to interpret the data. And over time, you'll be surprised how much data does actually get gathered by YouTube. They touch on everything. Every click of a button, every slide of a mouse, they know about it. So keep your eye on the numbers. I can't stress that point enough. And if you have the opportunity, which I recommend that you will have, is that if you're on the YouTube platform or wherever else, or your own website, either don't turn off your comment section, actually actively engage with people who are listening and leaving comments and have that sense of community about your show. And if you get involved with them, they feel involved and they'll value your show more. They're more likely to come back for more. And when you're ready and things are going really well, later on in the picture, you might even have the opportunity to monetize on the YouTube platform, but that's going to take a little while to get there, and it shouldn't be your primary reason for podcasting. The reason for podcasting is because you love sharing your message, you have a passion for something, and it's what you want to do inside your business to promote your book or your venture. But in covering all of those topics, I've basically given you a 30,000 foot overview of podcasting. And if you have any questions about it, come join us over in the Podcasting Central group on Facebook. Love to see you. There's no barriers to entry. Got some free books in there. Welcome to Show 1.0, the complete podcasting system for your business. It's a click and download. I know that a lot of people are downloading it and getting a lot of value out of it, and lots of questions are coming through. But if you are a business owner, or you're writing a book, you have some sort of a venture going on and you want to share it, every week we give you the opportunity to do that inside of the group. So again, drop over to Facebook, type in Podcasting Central, and we'll see you there. And last but certainly not least, in terms of our YouTube channel called My Future Business, drop over to YouTube, type in My Future Business, and like and subscribe to our channel. But up until tomorrow, see you then.